Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Shlishi in Parshas Re'eh. Ki yachris Hashem Elokecha es ha'goyim asher atar ba'ashama l'reshes osam b'panecha v'yarashto osam v'yashavta b'aratzom. And when Hashem will cut off the nations that are there where you come to inherit them from before you, and you will drive them out, and you will settle in their land. Hishamer lecha pen tinokesh achrehem achre hishamdam mipanecha ufen tidrosh lohehem lemor echa yavdu hagoyim haela es lohehem vese kain gam ani. Take care lest you find yourself entrapped after them, after you have removed them from in front of you, lest you seek their gods and say, how did the nation serve their gods? And I will also do that. Rashi says, after I have destroyed them in front of you, you should think, why were they destroyed? Because of their distorted ways. So you should not follow in their distorted ways. She comments in the words, how will I serve them? Since the punishment is only for sacrificing, lye bathing, and burning incense and bowing to them, maybe there's some other way to serve them, not in those ways, like defecating on Peor or throwing a rock to Mercolius. Person is also chayiv in these actions, as well as serving them through the traditional korbanos type of ways or bowing type of ways. Lo sasechin laHashem Elokecha ki chol ha'tu'avas Hashem asher sane asu l'Eloheihem ki gam es b'neihem ves b'noseihem yisrufu ve'esh l'Eloheihem. Do not do so to Hashem your God, because all is abhorrent to God that He hates. This is how they serve their gods, because they would also offer their sons and their daughters up in fire to their gods. Rashi says, what is the word and also? Well, there's no need for also here. Also includes their fathers and mothers. Rabbi Akiva said, I saw one such idolater who bound his father and then threw him to dog who ate him. As kol ha'davar asher anochi mitzaveh eschem oso sishmu la'asos lo sosif alav lo sigra mimeno. All the things that I command you, you should take care to do. You shall not add upon them, and you shall not take away from them. Rashi says in the general comment of what does it mean, all of the matter, means whether it's a small mitzvah or a big mitzvah, a kal mitzvah or a chamur mitzvah. Anytime it says tishmu la'asos, should be careful to do, they give you a lo ta'aseh, because you can't be punished for a lack of deed. So, but committing a negative commandment, there is a punishment for. Do not add, for example, 5 parshios in the tefillin, 5 different species in the luav, or 4 brachos in the birkas kohanim. Ki akum bekirbacha navi ocholem chalom v'nasan elecha os omofes. When there will rise from amidst you a navi, a prophet, or a dreamer of dreams, and he will give to you a sign or a wonder. Rashi explains that a sign is something in shemayim, in heaven, and a wonder is something on the ground. Rashi says, even so, you shall not listen to him. And you'll say, so then why does God give him the ability to do this? And this comes to our next pasuk. Uvaha os v'hamofes asher diber elecha lemor nilecha achre Elohim acherim asher lo yadatem v'navdem. And the sign or wonder comes true that he said to you. And then this prophet says, let us go after foreign gods that you do not know, and let us serve them. Lo sishmal divrei hanavi hahu ocholem achalom hahu ki menaseh Hashem Elokechem eschem ladas hayishchem ohavim es Hashem Elokechem b'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem. You shall not listen to the words of this prophet or this dreamer of dreams, because Hashem is your God is testing you to know, is there present within you the love for Hashem your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul. And this is the answer to Rashi's question, 2 psukim up. Achrei Hashem Elokechem telechu v'oso sirau v'esmitzvosav tishmoru bakolo sishmau v'oso sa'avodu uvo sidbakun. After Hashem your God you shall go, and Him you shall be in awe, His mitzvos you shall guard, His voice you shall listen to, and Him you shall serve, and Him you shall cling to. Mitzvahs you shall guard. Rashi says this is the Torah of Moshe, and his voice you shall listen. This is the voice of the Nevi'im. Him you shall serve in the Migdash, him you shall cleave to, you shall go after his ways. Be a gomel chasadim, a ko, meaning somebody who does chesed, bury the dead, visit the sick, like Hashem does. V'anav Yahuwa cholem hachalom hahu, yumas ki diber sara al Hashem elokechem, hamotzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim, v'hapodcha beis avadim, lehadichacha min haderech asher tzivcha Hashem elokecha leleches bo, uviyarta hara mikirbecha. And this prophet or this dreamer of dreams will die because his word was to turn away from Hashem, your God, who took you from the land of Mitzrayim, who redeemed you from the house of slavery, and he sought to take you from the path that Hashem, your God, has commanded to walk upon, and you shall burn out the evil from amongst you. Rashi asks, why is it that we have singled out the fact that he is redeemed you from the house of slavery, that even if the only thing that Hashem did for you was redeem you, that would have been enough. Ki yasischa achicha ben imecha ubincha ovitcha o eshescha kecha o reacha asher kinafshecha beseser lemor nielcha venavda elohim achirim asher lo yadata ata vavosecha. And if your brother will try convince you, whether it be your brother, son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or your wife, or your fellow, who is like your soul, in private, and he says, let us go and serve other gods, foreign gods that you do not know, you or your fathers. Rashi explains that your brother can be from your father or from your mother. The phrase for your wife is Eshes Chekecha. What does it mean? Hu shocheves bechekecha, umechuka becha, who you cling together, sleeping together, who you love like your soul. This is your father, one who you love. How much more so to anyone else? Even though it says the one who you love like yourself, the one who you love the most, who is your father, how much more so everybody else? In private, the pasuk is referencing a situation that the mesis is somebody who comes in private. Rashi asks, why does it say that you do not know and your fathers do not know? This is something which is a great disgrace, that even the nations did not leave what their forefathers had gave to them. They stayed with their idols. And what's your excuse, Rashi is saying? What's your excuse to leave the God of your fathers? Me'elohei ha'amim asher svivoseichem hakrovim melecha o rechokim mimecha mikzeh ha'aretz ad kzeh ha'aretz. From the gods of the nations that surround you, those are close to you or far from you, from one end of the land to the other end of the land. Rashi asks, why are we talking about far and close? Rashi says, even if it's not so close, even if it's not so far, this still applies. Rashi comments on the words from one end of the land to the other. Here we're speaking of the sun and the moon and all of the stars that go from one end of the world to the next. Lo sovelo, v'lo sishmarilav, v'lo sachos einecha alav, v'lo sachmo, v'lo sechase alav. You shall not love this person, or listen to his words, or have mercy with your eyes, or forgive him, and or cover it over. What does it mean, listen to him? And meaning as he's pleading for his life, because he's trying to convince you to serve Avodah Zarah. What does it mean to have mercy? It means you shouldn't try to come up with an excuse for him. Should not hide. Meaning that if you know that he's chayev, you cannot suppress the testimony. Ki harog teharginu yadacha, because you must kill him, your hand will be on the first one to kill him, and the hand of the rest of the nation after you. Rashi says, this is not without a court case. If he comes out from the Beis Din as innocent, should try to be brought back to get him to be guilty. But if he comes out guilty, do not try to return him to make him innocent. And you shall stone him with stones, and he will die, because he sought to drive you away from Hashem, your God, who took you from the land of Mitzrayim, from the house of slavery. ki sishma ba'achas arecha asher Hashem elokecha nosen lecha lashevis sham lemor. If you will hear in one of the cities that Hashem your God is giving to you to dwell there, saying, Rashi says, to dwell there except for Yerushalayim, because it's not given for anyone to dwell in. It's an inter-tribal city. Yatsu anashim b'lei b'li'al mikirbecha v'yadichu es yoshve iram le'mor nelecha v'navda Elohim acharim asher lo yidatem. Evil men from amongst you have gone and led those who dwell in the city astray, saying, let us go and serve other gods that you do not know. Rashi says that the guilty parties are men and not women. B'nei Belial, evil men, are people without the ol of the yoke of mitzvos. B'li'ol, Belial. The Yoshvi Iram, those who dwelt in the city, not people come from another place. V'derashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev v'hine emes nachon hadavar ne'asasah ha'toeva hazos b'kirbecha. And you will seek out and you will investigate and you will ask, very well, and behold, it is true. Indeed, such a thing, an abominable thing, has been done in your midst. Rashi says, you will seek out and you will investigate and you will ask well. This teaches us the seven different ways they have to be examined, counting up the times that questions are asked in the Psukim. Hakeh sakeh es yoshvi ha'ir ha'hi lefi charev ha'charem osa v'es ko asher ba v'es behemata lifnei charev. You shall smite the dwellers of the city with the sword. You shall forbid it and all that is in it, and its animals shall be killed. Rashi says, if the sword, one cannot kill them with the sword, other methods are okay as well. V'es kol shlalah tikbots el toch rechova v'sarafta v'esh es ha'ir v'es shlalah kelil la'ashem elokecha v'haisa tel olam lo sibane od. And all of the booty shall be brought into the street, and you shall burn it with fire, and the city and all of its booty shall be destroyed for Hashem your God, and it will remain a barren hill forever. You shall not build upon it. Lo yidbach biyadcha meuma min hacherem leman yashuv Hashem mecharon apo v'nasan lecha rachamim v'richamcha v'yarbecha kasher nishba lavosecha. And there will be nothing left from the spoils in order that Hashem should turn from his anger and give you mercy and compassion and have compassion upon you and multiply you like he swore to your forefathers. Rashi says, so long as there is idolatry in the world, his anger is in the world. As this is the great affront to say that there's any other power but God. Ki sishma b'kol Hashem lokecha lishmor es kol mitzvosav asher nochim etzavcha hayom la'asos hayosher b'ini Hashem lokecha. When you will heed the voice of Hashem your God to guard all of his commandments that I am commanding to you today, to perform that which is straight and just in the eyes of Hashem your God.